service brings you 15 minutes with Charlie Adams and his Western All-Star. Howdy, friends and neighbors. This is John Scoggin, and here to start off the program is Charlie and the boys with I Get So Lonely.
Baby, man, I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair. If you were there, we two could hug and kiss and never tire. I'm on fire. You are my one desire. I get so lonely when I dream about you. Why can't you be there? Tossing and turning in my slumber, holding you is seen. I give you kisses without number, but only in my dream. Oh, baby mine, I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair.
Thank you.
Charlie, I hate to tell you this, but I'm actually beginning to like your music.
Well, thanks a lot, John. Man, if that's coming from you, you know that amounts to about a full-size compliment.
Yes, sir, I think I'm beginning to like it. So while I'm feeling this away, how about another little song? Do you know I'll Tickle Your Toesies?
Do we know it? Well, then that's one of our Columbia records. I'll tickle your toes when we rub our noses tonight under the moon. You'll say, baby, let's get ready for the honeymoon. It'll be thrilling if you're willing when we build and coo. 'Cause I'll tickle your toes when we rub our noses tonight under the moon. Now, I never went to high school and I never went to college, but I'm a loving fool, and that don't take any knowledge. I'll tickle your toes when we rub our noses. You just wait and see. The love you've been saving is a kind I've been craving, 'cause you're the one for me. Tickle your toes when we rub our noses tonight under the moon. The love you've been saving is a kind of been crazy. I can't get started too soon. It'll be thrilling if you're willing when we build and coo. 'Cause I'll tickle your toes when we rub our noses tonight under the moon. Now I never went to high school and I never went to college, but I'm a loving fool and that don't take any knowledge. I'll tickle your toes when we rub our noses. You just wait and see. The love you've been saving is the kind I've been craving, 'cause you're the one for me.
Well, Charlie, would you like to know something about how the Texas Forest Service uses airplanes to spot forest fires? How about that?
I sure would, John.
Well, Charlie, it all started back in the spring of 1943 when the Texas Forest Service and the Civil Air Patrol put their heads together and decided to try patrolling the forest with an airplane. How about it? And it seemed like a good idea, so for about 4 to 2 hours, Texas Forest Service observers flew with the CAP pilots to try it out. And the trial was successful, and it was economical, too, so a full-scale test was set up. An active unit of CAP was organized on January 4, 1944, and 9 planes were made available to the CAP. 2-way radios were borrowed from the Army Air Force. They were installed in the airplanes, and the first full-scale aerial patrol of our Texas forests got underway. And during the next 14 months, this patrol flew 1,000 hours. That was just the beginning. And from that start has grown the Texas Forest Service's own aerial patrol. Several radio-equipped airplanes are now owned by the Forest Service, and the pilots are regular employees of the service. Other airplanes are under contract, and during this year, these planes will fly several times the number of hours of patrol as was flown that first year. That original test has now become a full-scale, standard operation.
Well, thanks for the information. I sure didn't know about that. And I don't have to ask if it works. But just a few minutes ago, well, then we heard those airplanes will then report all those fires
that's right.
Taking place.
Yes, it really works, Charlie. And speaking of work, it's time that you did some. So play, Charlie.
Well, here's George on the fiddle to do Poor Hobo. Thank you.
one of the ways your Texas Forest Service helps to protect your forests. But in spite of their use of the latest, most modern methods of detection and suppression of forest fires, they still need your help. Be sure to break your match, use your ashtray, crush your smokes, and be sure your campfires are dead out. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. Charlie Adams and his Western All-Stars have been presented by the Texas Forest Service, a part of the Texas A&M College System. The program was written and produced by Chester O'Donnell and has been brought to you as a public service feature. Your announcer has been John Scoggin.